We read today from the 25th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, the passage, "Whenever you did it to the least of my brethren, you did it for me." Hello again. Today, because of yesterday's Independence Day celebration, the church allows us to commemorate the feast of St. Elizabeth of Portugal, which is usually celebrated on July 4th. This gospel from the famous 25th chapter of Matthew did indeed reflect her life and invites us to do the same. I thought it then would be helpful to say something about this remarkable medieval saint who lived Jesus' words. St. Elizabeth of Portugal, also known as Elizabeth Aragon, was born in 1271 and died in 1336. She was known for her deep devotion to God and her commitment to serving the poor and marginalized. She was a queen, but she did not allow her position of power and wealth to separate her from the needs of the least of her brothers and sisters. Elizabeth was named for her great aunt, St. Elizabeth of Hungary, who was canonized in 1235. Their lives were similar in some important ways. Both of them were married at very young ages. They sought to live the precepts of the gospel, despite their status as royalty, and finished their lives as members of the Third Order of St. Francis of Assisi. Like her namesake, Elizabeth of Portugal was a devoted patroness and personal friend of the poor and sick, and she compelled the women who served her at court to care for them as well. The Queen's bishop testified that Elizabeth had a custom of secretly inviting in lepers to her home, whom she would bathe and clothe, even though the law of the land barred them from approaching the castle. Elizabeth understood that true discipleship involves not only belief, but also concrete acts of love and mercy. She recognized the presence of Jesus in the faces of the poor, the hungry, and the sick. Despite her noble status, she humbled herself to serve those in need, dedicating her time, resources, energy to alleviate their suffering. She lived a life of compassion and charity, not simply because it was the right thing to do, but because she recognized the inherent dignity of every person. She saw beyond social divisions and hierarchies, recognizing that we are all part of one human family, children of the same loving God. As was custom among royal families at the time, Elizabeth, at the age of 10, was given in marriage to Dennis, King of Portugal. Together they had two children, a daughter named Constant, who married King Ferdinand IV of Castile, and also a son, Afonso, who later became King Afonso IV of Portugal. Although a queen, Elizabeth was able to establish for herself a pattern of life conducive to growth in God's love, not merely through her exercises of piety, including daily mass, but also through her exercise of charity, by which she was able to befriend and help pilgrims, strangers, the sick, the poor, in a word, all those who came in need to her notice. Certainly, Elizabeth would have known well and prayed over the words from today's gospel, where Jesus makes it clear that our salvation is intimately tied to our actions, especially toward those in need. As Jesus says, quote, "I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me," unquote. These words echo the life and deeds of St. Elizabeth of Portugal. And these words from Matthew's famous passage are also embodied on the sculpture outside of the doors of our chapel. You may have noticed it, made by the Canadian sculptor Timothy Schmaltz and given to the parish through the generous donation of Tim and Diane Needles. The sculpture is titled, "Lord, when do we see you hungry and thirsty?" This sculpture was dedicated by Cardinal Gregory in 2021. A link of the photo may be found underneath the link to today's homily. I invite you to click the link and then observe the way by which the artist reveals the presence of Jesus through his crucified hands and his suffering face. It does indeed bring to mind the faces of the homeless. Next to today's homily link You may also find a link to the photo of another one of Timothy Schmaltz's sculptures, titled Angels Unaware. The original is displayed at the Vatican, while this photo shows the replica dedicated last year by Cardinal Gregory at Catholic University's entrance. Let us reflect then on the example of St. Elizabeth and ask ourselves, how can you and I follow in her footsteps? Are we attentive to the needs of those around us? Do we reach out to the marginalized, the forgotten, and the oppressed? Or do we turn a blind eye and allow our own comfort and convenience to take priority? Friends, may St. Elizabeth of Portugal and her legacy remind us that our actions toward the least of our brothers and sisters have eternal significance. May we never grow weary in doing good. Know that in serving others, we are ultimately serving Jesus Christ Himself.